Organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church face a growing number of sexual assault accusations. But up until recently, victims haven't had a lot of time to press charges. And that's because of short statutes of limitations for child sexual abuse cases.
Historically, that is right. They have been very short. We've been in the process since about 2002 of child sex abuse statutes of limitations increasingly lengthened. And then more recently, adult SOLs have also been added to that same agenda.
That's Marcy Hamilton, a professor of practice at the University of Pennsylvania and the CEO of Child USA, a nonprofit dedicated to preventing child abuse. We'll hear more from her in a bit. Since the 1940s, however, 12,000 children have been sexually abused while participating in the Boy Scouts of America. And that's according to newly released testimony from an internal investigation into the Scouts. Now the Boy Scouts will face 220 new cases of child sexual assault and the potential for severe financial penalties. The organization is even considering filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the face of what could be overwhelming damages. And after months of pressure, this weekend, the New York Archdiocese officially named 120 Catholic clergy members accused of abuse, many of whom are now dead. The Catholic Church has been one of the biggest opponents to changing the statute of limitations for sexual assaults against children. When we spoke, Marcy Hamilton explained why those statutes have been so short.
Typically in the past, children had about 2 years from the date of the rape. And so if a child would be raped at age six, they'd have until age eight. But as the science developed and we now understand that the average age to come forward on child sex abuse is age 52, we are seeing those statutes of limitations lengthening incrementally over time. But now we have a patchwork all over the United States, from states that have no statute of limitations for child sex abuse to other ones that have very, very short still.
Now, there are reasons, I assume, that there are different statutes of limitations for different types of crimes. But specific to this type of crime, why are these time limits necessary in the first place?
Well, these time limits, I think, were a product of not understanding how trauma works on the child sex abuse victim. It really took coming to understand how hard it is for a child and then an adult who's been abused as a child to be able to talk about it, explain it, put it into any kind of context. It just seems to me that it's a lot more like murder, where there's no statute of limitations, or fraud, where there's no statute of limitations, than it is like a contract dispute. Let these victims come forward when they're ready.
So what are states doing? Are there states, should I say, who are trying to make these windows essentially larger, given that we continue to hear from the Catholic Church to now the Boy Scouts, the child sexual abuse, particularly among young boys, has been rampant in some of the biggest institutions in American society?
It has been rampant, and it's not just boys, of course. Boys and girls across institutions in the United States have been sexually abused to the tune of about 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys. And so this is an ongoing problem. The only way to stop it is by making the perpetrators and the organizations that foster them accountable. And the only way to do that is through the courts. So what the states have been considering across the gamut, I mean, we still have Mississippi and Alabama with extremely short statutes of limitations. But other states like New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, and even Hawaii have opened up opportunities for victims from the past. And the victims from the past have been able to sue in what were called windows. So a state will open up a 1, 2, 3 year period of time during which you can file a civil lawsuit, but there's no statute of limitations defense on the other side. California had tried to revive both criminal and civil expired statutes of limitations for child sex abuse, but the United States Supreme Court in 2003 said in the Stogner v. United States case that that's unconstitutional. For the victims who have been left out by unfairly short statutes of limitations, the only thing we can do is to revive their expired civil claims.
And we know that the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church have lobbied extensively against extending the statute of limitations. Given that this wouldn't apply to criminal court cases, then what's the reasoning behind this?
So the Catholic Church and the insurance industry have sunk the most money into battling these statutes of limitations changes. The Boy Scouts have been a little bit more in the background. But their argument on its face is that they can't handle it financially. That simply holds no water with respect to the Catholic Church. They're the largest landowners in the United States. And for every settlement, there have been properties that the church owned that weren't even religious that have been dissolved for purposes of paying these settlements. And the insurance industry has paid roughly 50% of all of these settlements because these organizations had insurance coverage for negligent failure to prevent child sex abuse for decades. They talk about the money, but the truth is, what are the Boy Scouts and the church and the universities and the boarding schools and the public schools? What they're worried about is that the public is going to learn they have even more secrets.
We also know that there are changes happening in New York and New Jersey. Give us a sense of what those states are doing.
So after 16 years, we succeeded in New York in getting the Child Victims Act passed. It will go into effect on August 14th. And on that date, the victims who have been blocked, because New York was one of the worst states, along with Alabama and Mississippi, the victims on August 14th, 2019, will be able to file lawsuits. They'll have 1 year during which any victim of child sex abuse can sue the perpetrator and sue the institution responsible. It's really an amazing moment in New York. In New Jersey, very quickly after New York passed its law, they passed their window. That actually is a 2-year window, so the victims will have 2 years starting December 1st of 2019. And we'll see a lot of justice, but we'll also hear about a lot of perpetrators we just didn't know about yet.
What work still needs to be done, in your opinion, in terms of extending or even eliminating statutes of limitations for child sex abuse in the United States?
Well, we have a lot of work to be done. This year, 38 states are considering statute of limitations reform. That's a record. Last year, just by comparison, it was about 15 states. And so this movement has taken fire. It's logic is irrefutable. Of course, we want to know who the perpetrators are, and of course, we want to help child sex abuse victims. So I envision the next 10 years to be extremely active trying to get a blanket of protection for children across the United States. New York and New Jersey are the most recent states to do this. I expect many others to follow suit.
Marcy Hamilton is the Robert A. Fox Leadership Program Professor of Practice at the University of Pennsylvania, and she's the CEO of Child USA. Marcy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.